Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome to Inspiration Radio, Gross Principles for Humanity and Progress. Join us when we share information, wisdom, and ideas how to create an extraordinary future for us all. The future is open. We together decide what will be in it. Welcome to another episode of Winspiration Radio, and let's be winspired. So what is inspiring you? What is winspiring you? This is for me a little bit problem here on UK Health Radio, because I'm just talking to you, but I don't get really the answer. So I can deliver what I think is inspiring, or what I can think you should think about. UK Health Radio, there we have the topic health. And you see a lot of shows which are related also to different diseases. And I'm not a doctor. My background is law, tax law, and for years now I do what they call also consulting and coaching. And I wrote a book, one book with the title Millionaire Spirit. So is this inspiring for you to be what is called millionaire, or let's say simply be financially independent, what they call financially free? And what does that mean, really? Financially free, when I did seminars 10, 15 years ago about Millionaire Spirit, and people were sitting in a seminar and telling me, oh, I'm here to be financially free and independent in this way. I said, okay, go for welfare. You don't need to work, and they give every month money. The only thing what you need to do is maybe fill out some papers. No, that's not what I mean. So what is it, what we really mean? And UK Health Radio, in this way, for me, is also healthy relationships, healthy society, and therefore, for the society and you, healthy finances. What does that mean? If you think in flowers, in a rose, what is the healthy environment? Yeah, if all the resources in the ground are there, but also water, sunshine, temperature. And we as humans have a big advantage. For example, with money, we can buy light, we can buy temperature, we can buy the right nutritions, we can buy the right education. I don't want to say that money is all, but Zig Ziglar said, yes, money is not everything, but it comes very close to the importance of oxygen. And we live in a society where we exchange via money. So what is a disease? What is sickness? It's very often a lack of something, not only just too much of something, a lack of simply in the body, a healthy environment, the right balance of maybe nutritions. And I deal a lot with people who say, oh, I don't have money. I don't have enough money. I can't afford. And a lot of those people also say, I don't have the time. And here is something what we really, 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 on a cellular level, not just a paradigm shift in the mind, on the mind level, on the cellular level, really need to understand. There is not a lack of time, and there is not a lack of money. My mentor Bob Proctor always said, there is never a lack of money, it's just a lack of ideas. Money is there. We don't create it, really. We don't make money. We get money. Even if we have the saying, we make money, but it's not true, then you could do it on your sofa, as we said earlier. There's not a lack of anything in the universe besides a lack of maybe our own fantasy or lack of awareness, lack of consciousness, lack of understanding. Because the universe is simply operated by laws, and they're very precise. And if you understand them, you can have materialize everything. Universe is frequency. Everything is frequency and transporting a kind of information, like radio station. You get news, you can have music, you change the frequency, you get different music. What do you need to do for it? Nothing really. So today I really want to talk about that the lack of money, the belief, let's say, or lack of money is causing also a lot of sicknesses. But just yesterday, I had a talk with a so-called health professional, and I had some severe talks in the past with so-called naturopaths who say, well, Carl, we don't go with the classical school medicine. We are more spiritual, and we are there for the people. And yesterday also someone blamed me. You lose reality when you talk about money and high fees and everything. There are a lot of people who can't afford it. And you don't have the connection. You don't see the reality. And that is always, for me, very interesting. What is reality? And most people, if they use the word reality, just talk about their personal values, judgments. Because that I have a different opinion how the universe works is, in their eyes, a lack of seeing the real reality. And I think I see more the real reality because I'm just focusing on universal laws and not on opinions of other people. So why are people poor? Why? They are poor because the main thing is their belief. And you could listen to other sessions and interviews that I'm really, really strongly an advocate for a different system, a different education system, because governments are framing people, organizing the wrong beliefs that they have sheep workers, or they pay a lot for welfare that they have easy votes, or not people who are disturbing too much. That's a basic idea. We don't have enough politicians in the Western world who say, hey, we don't accept poorness. We want that everybody is healthy and wealthy, and we create an education system for that. But you can go to school, you can go to university, you don't learn about health and you don't learn about finances. And coming back to the health professionals who believe they're spiritual, and that's why they don't charge so much because their clients can't afford it. I really stress them and it says, you are responsible keeping you people poor. And they don't get it in the first, because now they are poor. Yeah, but if you lower your fees and say, because they are poor, I have to do that. Maybe you give them a treatment, but what you also do is supporting their belief it's okay to be poor, and that's why I charge less. You even program and manifest the poorness there, the lack of ideas, and maybe even worse, say all the others who charge more or all the others who have more are bad people. Universe doesn't care. A rose who has enough from the environment to blossom is not a bad rose. It's the best rose it can be. In German, we have for poorness a word Armut. That means lack of courage. And that what I experience with a lot of so-called poor people, the lack of courage to be someone different. And if you take the book from Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, but also if you go to Yogananda, Jesus, they're not against wealth. Even Jesus was not against wealth. You could be really wealthy and a good Christian. So where does it come from? Now, first we can say maybe the church did a lot. But when Jesus said you shouldn't have another God besides me, means you shouldn't have a God besides the universal laws. And if you make money the God, you in deep shit, because even if you have money, maybe you're not healthy and happy. But the universe is willing to give you everything because there is no lack of anything in the universe. Universe is abundance. Modern scientists say that what we see as the material stuff is a maximum of 4% of all there is. And if we look at the world today, and Bob Proctor always said it, if you look at the iPhone, it was there 2,000 years ago. All the possibilities, all the resources, everything was where we could have done it, theoretically, 2,000 years ago. But we didn't have the awareness. Nobody came up with the idea to produce it. When I wrote the book Millionaire Spirit, and I have in the book also words from Yogi Bhajan, who was at the time the head of Kundalini Yoga worldwide, and he said, the question is it okay to be rich? He said, for sure, it's not okay to be poor because you're not living up to your full potential. If you let a system run you, you're not living your full potential. It's a lack of awareness. There's no lack of money, just a lack of ideas, a lack of awareness. And if this every doctor would accept and see, We always would encourage people to see that you always can be healthy. Your cell system can do a lot. And we are here talking on and listening on UK Health Radio, and we have the best example with Johann Ilgenfritz, where the doctors say, go home and get your affairs in order. And he got different awareness, he got different attitude, made a personal transformation, and changed himself on a different frequency. The cancer was gone, and he's one of the fittest person I know today on planet Earth, and created UK Health Radio, a platform that we can get other information. So if it's possible for a really deep, shitty, healthy situation to be super fit, it's the same with money. There is so much money and wealth in the world, but money, energy goes where it's welcome. And I see with poor people, and also with a lot of doctors giving energy on the sickness or giving the energy of a lack of. And today we know exactly that the lack of money stresses people. And a lot of sickness is based on lack of money, on the fear, the permanent fear of survival. How can I survive? I don't can't pay the bills and everything. And it's suppressing who we really are. We are not living up to our full potential. There is abundance in the universe. So much abundance. But the universe is always supporting what people believe. If you believe you're sick, you will be supported. If you believe you're poor, you will be supported in your beliefs. That's why, for thousands of years, your thoughts become reality. As you believe, as a man thinketh. And poor people think poor. And that's simply what Kiyosaki with Rich Dad Poor Dad meant in his book. He got a totally different education. His poor dad was a teacher, the classical teacher, learned this and that. And then, yeah, one day you have a good profession and you will be a nice employee. You will survive and maybe one day you live from pension. But a lot of jobs are gone away. And if you're trained to be the good follower, the good employee, yeah, then you're dependent on what other people offer you. But in life, and even Jesus said it, judge them by their fruits. It's about results. What kind of results are we creating with our thoughts, with our actions? And if health professionals themselves are afraid of charging fees, fair cheese, fair exchange, it's all about fair exchange, they don't help their clients. Yes, I know there are some people, let's say, in deep shit. And at the moment, they can't think right. Yes, it's always possible to do something pro bono. It's always possible to support someone that they create more possibilities to help themselves. But not supporting them in a situation that they stay poor. Let's have a short break and reflect what you really believe.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
When I say what you really believe, and in Napoleon Hill's book, it's not just about the mindset. Okay, I believe I can be rich. I believe it's theoretically possible. Or when Jesus asked, do you believe? This belief is, do you really believe? And are you really ready to receive? The belief that yes, I not only will have it, I am rich, even maybe there is a lack of money on the bank account, but I am, let's use the word millionaire, even if the money is not there. Because if you are, the outside will adjust. If you're not, you can win in the lottery and the money will go away. Inside out will always be the same. Like in my story, when I realized that the big law, tax, and financial advisory company was not the right thing for me, it was not my purpose. And I was so-called rich, at least wealthy, had a big car, a big house, a big office, employees. And I got rid of it radically and went more than 1 million in debts. But it seems to be that I was a millionaire because I didn't break down with 1 million in debts, just owing to banks. It freed me because it was so much easier for me having just 1 million and to owe to a bank than all the hustle with employees and work, what was not really aligned with my purpose. And today I can say my purpose is I serve the world by creating awareness. That's why I also changed my consulting company to awareness. So if we just treat poor people and help them in the need, we are not doing good. I needed to learn it because I also had once guilt feelings that my situation was better. So if people had a lack of money, I gave them money. But I needed to realize a person who can't handle money, if you give them money just for charity, okay, but if you loan them money, you just bring them more in debt. And if you give charity, you manifest that they are the victim. So today I don't give any money. I help them to change and create the money for themselves if they're willing to do it. And it's very interesting to see this, that the most of them don't want the transition, don't want the transformation to be someone who can handle money, because they have the identification with their persona and don't want to change that. And it's not just for so-called poor people and so-called poor people as a patient. I experienced the same with a lot of those who had an idea to build a startup business. Oh, we have a great product, but we can't start because we don't have the money. And they were searching for money, go to banks and everything, and they're looking for investors because of money, because they believe of lack of money. And you can see if they give them money, most of them fail because they don't see how they can create money. And it's the same. If the money is then spent, the company is in deep shit. It's the same with startups. Most startups need less money than they think. They just need the money because lack of ideas how to create sales. And if you see today, like everybody can see it on Tesla, if Elon Musk goes on stage and says, "We have an idea for a new car that will take 3 years that we produce it," people are paying directly. People are happy to pay in advance if you have a good product. But you need to have a different thinking about it. And the poor people think, "I need to deliver first, and I'm not good, and money will solve all the problems." Money is never solving really the cause. It's like pharmacy, like a pill. Maybe you treat the symptom, but not the cause. And the cause will win. And that's what we see in the Western world with a lot of governments. They think with money they solve a lot of problems. No. Since we invented welfare in Germany, we have millions more in welfare because we have energy, believes that people are poor and we need to help them and they can't do it by themselves. And if the society, politicians, education system, always teaching you can't do it by yourself, the slaves will believe it. Like in an autobiography of Martin Luther King, I read, his so-called enemies were not just the white government. He had problems with his own people because they were slaves for hundreds of years. And they said, "Money, what do you want? We are mediocre. We are the slaves." It's their belief system. Everybody has something to give, to contribute, deliver value. And especially in the modern times of internet and so-called long-tail business ideas, 8 billion people, you find enough for what you can offer. If you have your purpose clear, then you know there is a market for you. And I experienced it a lot. If it were people who didn't know what to do, what the purpose is, if it were entrepreneurs who says, "I don't know what to do with the company anymore," and just the moment we got their personal purpose clear, how they can serve the world, suddenly they realize, "Oh, there's so much where I can do with my purpose, something good, contribute." Because simply the understanding, as long there are problems on planet Earth, problem solving can be the business. And for me, every good business is which problem we solve. But you see, most poor people are focusing on their need, have energy on their need, and only need money to pay bills. And if you're a little bit advanced in awareness and understand what is your true essence, what is your gift you can bring into the world, you want money that you can live your purpose better. That's the most important thing. There is abundance. And I wish that all doctors, all health professionals, always have the right intention treating patients and see them healthy. And not like the pharma industry mainly sees, oh, can we invent another sickness and make money on it? When I said there's problems in the world and the enterprise should work on solving the problem, that means a deeper understanding is, what can I do to make myself obsolete? If the whole pharmaceutical industry, if all who work in social welfare would think from the morning to the evening, what can we do that we are not needed anymore, we will see a different world. If a health professional always would focus on what can I do today that I'm not needed anymore? What if all consultants would think from the morning to the evening, what can I do today that the client doesn't need me anymore? We would have a totally different world and encourage and empower clients, patients to be in a totally more powerful shape. Why are we not doing it? Okay, we're still the slaves. We think we need the money. We need to sell the hours. We need to sell days. And are afraid that all the problem is gone. What can we do then? So we need to keep the problem if we have the fear. And if we don't understand, if we are not really trusting the universe and believing we need the problems, we are manifesting the problem. We create not only the problems, we help them stay. And if you really understand what your essence and purpose is, like in my case, I serve the world by creating awareness. That's why I'm doing this, what I'm doing here, what you are listening to see something more. And maybe now, today we talk about, okay, health professionals should, in my view, fair exchange. Don't adjust to poor clients, but can you do to help them to grow? So maybe they are one day gone. What if everybody is healthy? If you really understand the purpose, like in my case, creating abundance, okay, and then creating awareness, which means living with the abundance, then the next problem will come, because we will never be out of problems on this level of duality, but the problems will change. And it's an ongoing thing that we solve one problem, go to a different level, higher level, look what is there, problem, solve this, and go to a higher problem. It's like being young, 5 years old in a sandpit, and what was there a problem? Okay, maybe you solve then the problem playing with sand, building something with sand. Then you go to school, get the next problem, the next task, and solve it, and so on. Growing means solving one problem after the other. Are you really, really ready to receive all the good in life? The health, the wealth, true happiness, true inner joy. Not just fun. Inner joy, the joy of being alive, the joy to bring you purpose. And if you do, you will understand there is no lack of in the universe, just lack of awareness. And I listened in the internet to someone who said, there's always full support from the universe. And if you have the belief you should be poor, you will be fully supported in being poor. If you have the idea, lack of, for example, money, you will be fully supported in lack of ideas about money. Learn about the law of the universe. That is what don't have other gods. Understand that. Or when I say get real, get real. Where is your mind, your belief, not in harmony with the universal laws? And if there's not in harmony, then it's not easy, then it's dis-ease. And dis-ease makes sick. Think about it. Let's have another break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So here we come, ideally, to the understanding. It's so much about what I accept and are ready to receive. Like Anthony Robbins always says, the quality of your life is what you tolerate. If you tolerate the poor thinking, if you tolerate your belief system, if you tolerate your poor clients, then you are creating that for them and for you. And most also health professionals, but it's with clients, with coaches, they learn a method. I do Reiki. I do acupuncture. And do you want acupuncture? Come to me. Do you want Reiki? Come to me. But what does that mean? Who really wants the method? Just yesterday, I had a little fight in how to think right with someone who is just in the process of opening up their with a physio clinic, and but thinking, I make a sign of body work. I hear is body work. And I said, what? Who wants work? Who wants body work? And there was a farmer sitting in this round. I said, he has body work all day on his farm. Why should he come to you, body work? You mean something totally different. Communicating the results, never in the method. Because if you communicate just in the method, like body work, even if you're a physiotherapist, you're talking about here, you have the therapist and we do body work. So what is it programming in you and what is it programming in the patients? You program, the patients need the therapy. So You program, he is sick, something is not okay with him. And you fix it for him because you're the professional with the method. And it's body work. So where comes the mind in? Where comes the spirit in? If you just fix the car and not change the way the driver is using the car, you can fix the rest of your life. That's a business model. Please come back. But if we want that people don't come back, if we dare to have a business model focusing on the results, if we really want that people have a more functional body, we can't just say, I do it for you. We need to teach, be aligned with the spirit, change your thoughts, and the whole system can change. And I help you being faster in adjusting your vehicle, but the driver needs to change. If we do both at the same time, we are faster. It's great. But if we only focus on the material stuff, it will happen again and again, the same thing. Because everything in the universe is energy. And if the energy pattern is not changing, we will have the same results. And not getting it. I give you another example, what I just yesterday heard from Alan Weiss, Alan Weiss, million-dollar consultant in the U.S. He just shared an example. He is flying always first class when he is flying. And says, oh, I have room, enough of my seat, so nobody is disturbing me in my, physical room while I'm flying. But those who, as we say, chicken class, economy, they buy a seat where they sure could at last just adjust a little bit the back of the seat, maybe have a little tablet they can get down. They know it. So the moment they buy the economy ticket, they know what their seat can do. But you see often in a flight that someone is using it, maybe is a little bit bigger than you and he needs space, so your seat in front comes closer to you and your tablet is maybe not where you would like it. And then you see people complaining with the person in front. Why? Get real. You bought the seat like this. You should have expected it. And the problem is not that the person using what they bought. The problem is that you maybe bought something and wanted something different. If you pay for economy, don't expect to get a lot of space. Don't expect that all the other people are not using what they bought. Get real. If you really want to have it different, buy premium economy, buy business, or buy first class. And then most people come again with, I can't afford it, leg off. So in the end, it's so important to understand. We just had recently a session about it. You don't pay with money. You pay always with your life, the quality of your life. How you invest to get the money, how you live with the lack of money. It's always about the quality of life. So what do you tolerate? And just coming here to the end of the show today, winspiration means be connected, be in spirit, be aligned with the invisible world out of which we create. And win means, yes, go for it, because if we really want to have a win-win world, it needs you to be ready and use winning spirit. If you're not ready to win, you only can play lose-win or lose-lose. And that's your responsibility to do your part for win-win. And read my book, Better the Whole World Against Me Than My Soul. Don't be dependent on material stuff. Create it and use it. But you are not defined from the outside. Not poorness, not luxury defines you. You identify with maybe poorness and luxury, and that's your problem. You are so much more. You are a spiritual being with the possibility of having all the material world. And that's what we should do. Be on this planet to learn to really handle the material world right, bringing the abundance to this level. And then we create for all of us so much better life. But it's depending on you, and if you're a health professional, for sure it's depending on you, what you teach your patients, what coaches teach their client. Reflect on this and be sure the best is yet to come. Be inspired.
Thank you for being part of our journey towards a better planet week. For more information about Winspiration and ways to connect, visit us on the UK Health Radio platform under the presenter section of Wolfgang Sonnenburg and explore Wolfgang's YouTube channel. Be Winspired.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.